Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's February 11th, 2008 More Success Team Prepaid Legal Small Business Leadership Training Call. We host this call the second Monday of every month, and tonight's call is being recorded. You'll be able to go to the pplcenter.com website. That's pplcenter.com website. Look under More Success Team Call. Conference calls, archives, and you can listen to the call over and over again. If your team is currently active in the small business market, you desperately need to be on this call. I also want to remind everyone at the upcoming International Prepaid Legal Convention in Oklahoma City, don't forget to pre-register for our More Success Team breakout session. Just go to our team website. Of course, it's coming up March the 13th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's the main time each year that we gather our team together and give out some much-deserved recognition. Please just go to the team website, like I said, moresuccessteam.com, and you can pre-register for this year's breakout. Again, it's at the historic Skirvin Hilton Hotel in downtown Oklahoma City, right by the convention center. And Mr. Stonecipher announced a special Valentine's Day promotion to put some extra cash in everyone's pocket this morning. The promotion period will actually start today, Monday, February 11th. It goes through Monday, February the 18th. Some cash bonuses will be awarded as follows. There will be a $10 for each new CFT recruit with a membership. There will be a $50 bonus for each recruit that you CFT qualify. And there's $10 per membership written in a group that has 20 or more counters written during the contest period, and there's a $25 bonus for each new group opened with five or more counters. Just go to your prepaid legal website and listen to this morning's recorded leadership call for all of the details. Now, to introduce tonight's special guest speaker and trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to $250,000 ring earner, Platinum 7 Executive Director of Group Specialist, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you on?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're coming in just fine.
All right. I'm really excited, guys, that we started doing this special small business call. I guess now it's been a couple of months now in existence, and I'm really thrilled to have this our guest trainer with us tonight because, you know, what excites me personally about the small business marketplace is that we can incorporate all aspects of your prepaid legal business within the small business community. In my opinion, it's the best community to recruit from. You sell personal memberships there, you can open up groups there, and most importantly, you can write small business memberships there. So, you know, it's an opportunity, it's a niche that I think that we should definitely focus in on. But to train us tonight, you know, it's one thing to get trained for somebody that is book smart. It's another thing to get trained for somebody that's just field smart, but we have the best of both worlds here on the More Success Team because, well, this gentleman, our trainer tonight, came straight from the corporate office. He headed up the implementation of the small business plan. He answered all the questions for years and years there at the corporate office here in Ada, Oklahoma. But now he's transitioned from the corporate office into the field, and he has flat out been tearing it up and writing many, many small business plans. So, guys, you're going to get trained tonight not only from an individual that knows the plans inside and out, but also is actually physically out there marketing and moving memberships and building a huge organization. And so it's my pleasure to introduce to you tonight our group specialist on the More Success Team, and that's Mr. Bob Griffin. Bob, are you with us?
Thank you, Jeremy. Boy, I appreciate that that wonderful introduction. And
next time you see me, I'll let you buy my lunch.
Well, I think you got it just exactly the way I wrote it, so I appreciate that. And I want to say thank you to everyone out there who have been, with all of the kind words and all of the comments. I've been receiving some emails actually featured on the Small Business Weekly Conference call with Nick Serva, Jeff Cordell, Fran Tarkington, and the rest of the crew this past Wednesday. And in my way of doing things, I kind of put some challenges out there. I said, I want to hear some people. From some folks, and I've been doing that. I've been hearing a lady in California. She may be on this team. She may not be. It doesn't matter. We're all on the same team. We're on the prepaid legal team. actually emailed me and thanked me for that call and some things that she heard. And folks, that's what I want to stress to everyone listening here tonight. This is not the Bob Griffin call. This is a small business call and the More Success Team call, and we're a team. Speaking of being a team, sitting here kind of making some notes in preparation for this call, one of the things I want to talk tonight about and share some time with you on is the actual website of GoSmallBiz.com. Before I go into that, however, I want to make sure that everyone check your email. At 4:45 this afternoon, the email came out from corporate about on PPLMediaRoom.com featuring Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General and Prepaid Legal Services founder, chairman, and CEO, Mr. Harvin Stonecipher, in a discussion about small businesses, about new laws and sanctions that are going to be directly affecting the small business owner. And folks, they need our help. That's, if you've heard my story, some of you perhaps hearing me for the first time tonight, but basically on Wednesday night, just immediately following November the 1st, Mr. Stonecipher held a special conference call regarding the immigration issue. I listened to it here from my home, and during that call, Mr. Stonecipher put out a rather stern challenge himself that with all of these laws and sanctions now is one of the words that's being used on the Arizona law. They're actually using the word sanctions in the terminology. Listen to part of that, but on pplmediaroom.com, please go there if you haven't and listen to that. And by all means, I know we have a lot of associates out in the Arizona area, and I heard you identifying yourself as you logged in on the call. If you're out there, you've got one of the greatest tools, for lack of a better word, but you've got an issue that's going on. You've got articles in the papers. You can do Google searches, and you hear Mark Brown on every call talk about those articles, and you've got an opportunity out there in Arizona, but we've got an opportunity everywhere, and that opportunity is just that the world is basically doing all the advertising for us. The sign of the times requires that it mandates basically that we get out and help, keyword help, these small business owners that are facing new laws with words like sanctions right there built into the law. So I would encourage you to please do that. Now, I was looking at over on GoSmallBiz.com, and when I'm talking about this is a team effort, that's basically my story. Is for Mr. Stonecipher's call that night and his challenge, I came out here. I had some reservations about leaving a secured job there at the home office. It was a tough decision, but what we decided basically was when Mr. Stonecipher put out that challenge to go out, well, I just, you know, I answered it. And here in Oklahoma, we have a lot of folks that need our help, and as my Oklahoma fellow associates have heard me say, there's absolutely no way that I can do it by myself. So I'm looking for some folks to go with me, and I know that Mr. Ken Moore is excited, Randy, Jeremy. We're all ready. We're getting emails, as I mentioned a moment ago. We have some leaders in Oklahoma who have stepped up and said, I'll go with you. There have been some folks in our advanced team trainings that have risen to being lead peoples here in Oklahoma. Was at my first advanced training that Mr. Moore illustrated for us, and then he was at another advanced, or excuse me, at a certification class that I had as a retake. I guess the first two classes I had, Lee Peoples was there, and he was in attendance. And the result of that is last week he was featured as one of the national top producers on the small business conference call. He is one of the ones on the local level who raised his hand, stepped up, and said, I'll go with you. He wants to make a difference. In a week's time, he had a $75 small business plan. He had two legal plans for the self-employed, and he had a home-based business writer. So not only did he have a good week financially, but the bottom line is he helped a lot of people. And though there are at least four business owners there now that, thanks to Mr. Lee Peoples, they have some assistance and they have somebody on their side. And that's the provider law firms with prepaid legal services and the folks at GoSmallBiz.com. Fran Tarkington now has a new blog on the Fran Tarkington blog that you can access on GoSmallBiz.com. Fran is an entrepreneur. He's a business-minded person. He's always thinking. Those of you that haven't had the opportunity to be around him, you need to know that. Well, now there's a new tool, and it's just a blog, you know. And I first thought, well, how can I use that? Getting ready for this call, I learned things just going through it. He talks about, of course, Fran, former NFL Hall of Fame football quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. He makes a lot of comparisons about the team effort, surrounding yourself with people that want to work. He would be the first to tell you he would have never had the success he's had. He was in three of the first 11 Super Bowls. He's in the Hall of Fame. But he could have never, ever accomplished all of those records that some are just now being broken. He would tell you that he couldn't have done it without those big offensive linemen clearing the way. I kind of picture the Moore Success team there for what success we're enjoying. They're out there. They've been out there in the trenches. Mr. Ken Moore, you know, he's been there, done that, fought the battles, and that's what those linemen do. They get down and dirty, and they clear the way for us to come on in. And as you're listening to this call tonight, you're part of a team that has the way's been set. And we're, you know, I hear all those analogies, call it the Dave Savulas, call it all those speeches you hear about, but we're marching down the field, and we are about to turn the corner from the 50-yard line on down with this team, these people on this call tonight. That team effort is what we're looking for. You're more than welcome to step up from any of these calls. Email Mr. Ken Moore there at Prepaid Legal Services, or Randy or Jeremy or myself, and identify yourself and say, hey, I want to step up. I want to go too. I want to make a difference in the small business marketplace. We're looking for a team effort. We actually want, that's been my goal when I came out. I knew I could not go out and increase the numbers by myself. It's impossible. But if I can share a few things, and if I can go do some certification classes, if I can share what I learned by being in that office for 4 years, and it can lead to your success out in the field, then that gives me much more reward than to go out and to think that I can do it on my own, because I already there's just no way. I've stated that too many times here tonight. So each time we've had this call, there's been a comment or two, and I thank you for it. But tomorrow morning, I want Mr. Ken Moore to call me, or I'll go by his office, and I want your name in his email saying, you know, basically raising your hand, I'm going to go. One of the things that I have found in my conversion from being in the office and, of course, traveling to Atlanta and attending the small business boot camps, working hand-in-hand with Jeff Cordell, Nick Serba, Fran Tarkington, Chris Barnes, all the folks over in the support center, is the mere fact that, surprisingly, a lot of associates know very little about what goes on in Atlanta and have not updated their knowledge of GoSmallBiz.com. And what I want to share with you here tonight, although it may be a little bit difficult to do over a phone call, I'm going to try to make it as simple as I possibly can. But I do want you to know that you, as associates, can go to the website of GoSmallBiz.com. Hopefully, And especially if you have the home-based business rider plan yourself or the legal plan for the self-employed, you actually have access to GoSmallBiz.com. Now, in my visiting with Mr. Moore, and we've been out in the field together, and we've traveled, and we've called on some small businesses, and we've called on some groups, and we've visited along the way, and there have been some great, great moments shared. But Mr. Ken Moore, 24, 25 years in this business, has admitted to me just straight up that he basically has the success he's had in the small business marketplace has been selling prepaid legal and the provider attorneys. And I know that there's many of you out there. Another $100,000 ring earner in one of my advanced classes up in Wichita, Kansas, Mr. Bob Pilcher, admitted the very same thing. He said, I've had success, but I sell prepaid legal when I walk in. And I know that there's many of you out there that are nodding your head right now across the country on the phone. GoSmallBiz.com, I have to admit to you, is a very strong selling point. And as a matter of fact, when we talk about retention of the small business plans, having a higher retention rate than that of the family plans, and yet they're a bit pricier, then one would have to ask, what is the extra value that I, as a member, would keep a $49 plan over a $16 or $17 plan? And the difference in the value, no-brainer logically, has to be the access to GoSmallBiz.com. There you will find content channels. You're able to create legal forms. You can go through the small business directory. You receive, as a business owner, a monthly newsletter. Business consulting service. You get a free four-page website with your membership as a small business owner. You have bookkeeping applications there where you can track all of your transactions and wear and tear on vehicles and depreciation and all the things that you do to run your business that may not require an attorney. So if I stopped right there, I think the light should come on. If you're running a business every day, I hope you don't need an attorney every day. It's good to have one. We have a great service with prepaid legal services. But keep in mind, from the time that you unlock your door in the morning till the time that you lock it in the evening, every decision you make is a business decision. There are links as to how to start a business. There are tax and accounting links. There's a legal form section there on GoSmallBiz.com with tens of thousands of documents that you can access. And if you're ahead of me, I applaud you, because if I stop right there, well, guess what? If I contact, as a small business owner, I contact the law firm and I want a document drawn up or a contract prepared, that's not preventive. They'll do it for me, but it would be at a 25% discount, as you well know. However, when I own this plan and I have access to GoSmallBiz.com, I can click on the legal section. I can go to online documents. I can download my own contract, my own form. I can even create an employee manual from this site. There are tens of thousands of things that I can do here as a small business owner. And now what do I have in my hand? A contract or a document, and you're right. I know where you're thinking now. I can now use my provider attorney for free contract and document review. So the blend, or the marriage, if you will, of these memberships, the access to the provider attorneys along with the access to GoSmallBiz.com is a wonderful, wonderful tool for the small business owner. There I would be able to, with this membership, access sales and marketing tips. I have human resources links. I can ask insurance questions. There's all types of technology questions. I can go to research, or I can turn it over to the folks at GoSmallBiz.com simply by submitting a question. I can go to frequently asked questions. Odds are I can find the answer to my question there. But if I do not, I can submit my own question, and a panel of experts will research my question. And it doesn't just end there. What I want you to know in that regard is that before it comes back to me as an answer, it goes to a second consultant who researches the question and researches the answer that I received to make sure that it's correct. So as a small business owner, it's valuable, and there is a link. There is a little flash presentation right under. If you started at the top of the GoSmallBiz.com homepage, and if you looked over at the insurance link and then looked directly below that, you'll see the little F for the flash presentation and a little tutorial video of see how GoSmallBiz works. And I would encourage you, if you have not been there, you can go there and you can watch that video. And again, the light's going to come on when you do that. I've seen it time and time again. In addition to that, you can actually send a prospect. If you've got a warm market, small business prospect that you know, or if you can access and you have his email address, you can copy GoSmallBiz.com's address into your email. Just put it in there as a hyperlink. Email it to them and ask them to watch. See how GoSmallBiz works over in the lower right-hand corner there under those links there at the top. Anybody that needs access or help finding that, be glad to help you, or the folks over in Atlanta, I know will do the same. But it's a very simple, about an 8-minute tutorial video. I have had testimony of business owners watching that video, sliding back from their desk and saying, how do I get this? Without seeing any other presentation out of a flip chart or out of a brochure, that video can absolutely make the sale and at least open the door to what we do. Thereby, that saying, of course, a lot of the common objections would be handled before you even get there because they see the product. So, again, I want to encourage each of you to go to GoSmallBiz.com, and you can look that over. If you have a family membership, and if it's available in your state, you can actually go back to the person that sold you your membership, be asked to upgrade to either the home-based business writer or the legal plan for the self-employed, which gives you access to GoSmallBiz.com. The opportunities to go in there and study that and be aware of it and use that when you're talking to a business owner, because that little tutorial video starts off with many small business owners go to bed with one thing on their mind each night, their business. That's the first line in the narration of that video. So watch that and give us some feedback. Everything that we've done on these calls, and I know that all of the Moores, Mr. Ken Moore, Randy Moore, and Jeremy Moore are going to agree with me that everything that I've done out here from these calls, I want, call it what you will, but I want to see results. This isn't just so for the opportunity for me to have a call. It's important to me to know that things are changing, and that's our goal. Mr. Ken Moore is going to come on here in just a second, and he's going to let you know that it all started right there. The moves that we made and everything that we've done to line this for me to be in the field wasn't just something that was, you know, with me in mind. It was with the team in mind, and I know Ken's going to echo that. Let me just wrap up my section of the call here, if I may, by reading you something that I think confirms the powerful part of using GoSmallBiz.com. This is a letter that came across my desk as small business coordinator, and it's on a letterhead from Concrete Surface Masters, a company in California. And it reads, by the way, signed and by the president of the company, Concrete Surface Masters. and it just simply reads, "Thank you so much for getting my company and me into small biz and prepaid legal. The services have paid for themselves 1,000 times over already. I recently bid a $250,000 job to a college in San Francisco. The contract awarding agency wanted to use us, said we could pretty much lock in if we were registered with a special organization." And in his own words, "I had no idea of how to or where to go to get registered." And you need to hear this. "I sent an email to Go Small Biz, and the next day I had a return email with all of the information and forms that I needed to get registered. I got the job, and I'm now in a good position for other public works that prefer to use this organization. Feel free to use me as a reference anytime. Signed by the president there of Concrete Surface Masters." So I can't put it any plainer than that gentleman did. He had a question. He had no idea of who to turn to, and that's the guy we help. And that he submitted one question to GoSmallBiz.com and received not only an answer but all of the forms that he needed and was awarded a $250,000 job. So I can't give you a better example than that. And with that in mind, I'll turn it back over to
Mr. Bob. Great job.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking, I don't believe I heard you announce your class is going to be having over in Tulsa this month, and I think it's very important that anyone within 100, 200 miles knows about that, so they might get somebody into your class.
Well, I appreciate that, and appreciate you bringing that up. Yes, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this Friday, we're having a small business certification, and it'll be held from 4 to 9. And all of that information is on the training section there of the Associates Only page. And you can actually go ahead and register and pre-register and prepay and everything right online. And I would love to see anyone who's able to travel be there.
Bob, also, I'd like to just throw in a little story, if you don't mind, with your permission. You know, as you know, I've had blood clots in my leg, and I've been having quite some trouble. In fact, I guess I got a staph infection now, but last week, they sent me down to a small clinic that had a surgeon. He could do, he could do the lancing and everything and try to do it right there in the clinic without me going to the hospital. As he laid me down on the table, I had to go stomach down, a face down the pillow. I told him one thing. I said, "Sir, wait just a minute. I need to ask you a question." He said, "What's that?" I said, "Has one of our small business consultants invited a visit with you yet?" He said, "Well, no, they haven't." I said, "Well, then I owe you an apology." I quickly named off five of the doctors that I did business with that now had a small business plan. And I said, "I'm so sorry. We've been neglectful. In fact, I'll bring a specialist by to see you as soon as you set the date." He called his person in immediately and right then, or anything, set an appointment. So, and you and I are going to go back to that the 27th, I believe it is. And he was so excited. I just explained to him we're taking care of the other doctors, we're taking care of their employees, and I was sure he'd want to do the same thing, and he was he's really excited when I left there, and he really don't know anything yet, except he's going to have a small business consultant come in that can help him with his problem, do advertising for him, protect him legally, and that's all he knows, but he's excited and wants to get it done. Just what little bit I told him laying on the operating table, he said, "Man, I need to get in this." Bob, it's not only a great persistency in this thing, it's one of the greatest door openers I've ever seen, bar none, get into small businesses. Like small clinics, have a lot of small clinics. You don't have 8-10 people, in those. They're easy to open. They're quick money. You get small business plan. Then you sell the owner a double, or you sell him identity theft, or whatever type plan he has. Then you have him to pay for it for all his employees. Everyone yet I've talked to has paid for prepaid for their employees. So it's really a laydown. You can make a lot of money. You can make it quick. You can help people, and you can help your persistency so your retirement's better.
Well, that's absolutely right, Mr. Moore, and I certainly hope everyone on the team takes note of that, because sales have actually been made that way. Back before I actually left the office, while face down on a chiropractor's table, I sold him a legal plan for the self-employed. I did not walk in with I did not have a briefcase, a flip chart. I didn't have any DVDs. I didn't have brochures, but what I did have was knowledge of my product. I listened to him through conversation and listened to his concerns, listened to his needs. Of course, he interviewed me and found out where I was hurting, And when I listened to him, I found out where he was hurting. We were able to help each other before I left there that day. He helped me adjusting my back, and I helped him with a legal plan.
You know, Bob, I had no material with me either when I was in it because I was hurting so bad when I went in. I was really – but I just can't hardly miss an opportunity to say something about prepaid and this small business plan. I'm a little slow, but it finally got my attention, and I really believe in it.
Well, it's nothing more than that. It's a conversation. There's as Fran Tarkington says, we don't need a silver bullet, and we don't need smoke and mirrors. We don't need gimmicks. We don't need to scare them. We don't have to use any tactics. They know what their problems are, and if we have intimate knowledge of our product, then we know that we have a solution, and nothing more than a conversation will lead to a good opportunity for all of us. So,
well, Randy knows this, Jeremy knows it, Linda Bowden knows it, Harold Pinson knows it. But I have always said this, when you do a present, if you find out what a person's problem is and you help them solve it, you're no longer your sales rep. You become their friend, their problem solver. And anytime you solve a problem with someone, they're going to like you and they're going to stay with you.
That's just as simple as it can be. And
I'm sure that Randy will want to say something to Jeremy, yeah. So I better quit talking. I guess excited about this. I don't know when to shut up. But I do appreciate you so very, very much. And I guess you and I are going someplace Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
It sounds great to me. Thank you, Bob. And I'll let Randy and Jeremy.
Randy?
Mr. Griffin, I want to thank you for being on tonight. I want to remind everyone, and great job, by the way, but I want to remind everyone that tonight's call has been recorded, and later this week we're going to be putting it up on the PPL Center. That's PPLCENTER.com website, so you'll be able to go back and listen to that. Any of your people that are interested in the group small business training or actually the small business marketplace, make sure and listen to this call as much as you want. And I also want to remind everyone that the 9 p.m. Central call that we're fixing to start in 30 minutes, make sure and call in on the 218-486-1400 phone number. I know we have two different numbers floating out there, but make sure and let everyone know on you and your teams to use the 218 number. The other number is simply when we run over a certain number of people, it automatically rolls into that number. So start out with the 218 phone number. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this call. Again, I want to thank you, Mr. Griffin, for a job well done. We appreciate you coming on the second Monday of every month. And make sure if you that are on the call, put that on your calendar. Mark that down. The first Monday of every month, we do our special group training call. And the second Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do our special small business training. Of course, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do our More Success Team Leadership Call. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end the call, and we look forward to hearing everyone back in about 30 minutes. Good night, everyone.